Voters in Unit 5 got a new piece of campaign mail this week. It says, "Dangerous and radical candidates are trying to take over your local school board." It shows a photo of the January 6th insurrection and warns that, quote, "extremists aren't stopping at the Capitol." The mailer comes from the Democratic Party of Illinois, an unprecedented move into what's ostensibly a nonpartisan election. As WGLT's Ryan Denham reports, the Democrats are turning up the volume on an already noisy campaign for the future of McLean County's largest school district.
The Democratic Party of Illinois says it's spending $300,000 to try and swing school board races in favor of 84 candidates statewide, including four running for the Unit 5 school board April 4th. They're playing political catch-up with conservative groups like the McLean County Republicans that have openly waded into school board races and public education in recent years.
Not something that we take enjoyment in doing. I wish this wasn't necessary to do.
That's Ben Hardin, executive director of the Democratic Party of Illinois, or DPI. Democrats say it's a reaction to extremist conservatives trying to sneak into power through low turnout, low information elections like the one happening April 4th. Hardin says they're targeting a base of Democratic voters with mailers and digital ads in Unit 5 and other districts statewide. They all point to a website called defendourschoolsillinois.com.
You know, this isn't the sort of GOP for Ronald break in here, right? This is a sort of new paradigm of extreme right-wing thought, one that is completely antithetical to our values, and one that we can't let go unchallenged.
In Unit 5, the Illinois Democrats support a group of union-backed pro-referendum school board candidates, including incumbents Amy Roser and Kelly Pyle, and newcomers Alex Williams and Mark Adams. Democrats oppose a Republican-aligned anti-referendum slate called Students First. That's Brad Wirth, Amy Jetta, Molly Emery, and Dennis Frank. The Students First candidates object to being characterized as extremists. They say they've been laser-focused on Unit 5's budget deficit and are disappointed at Democratic name-calling and personal attacks. When asked why the Democrats described the Students First slate as extremist, Hardin says it was partly because they were endorsed by a far-right organization called Angels for Freedom.
This organization has a very clearly established bent on this agenda that is, at the end of the day, completely antithetical to our values.
Angels for Freedom describes itself as a Bloomington Normal grassroots group of like-minded patriots that promotes active and informed involvement through constitutional literacy. That group opposes comprehensive sex education, things like electronic voting machines. Its website links to far-right groups like the Patriot Freedom Project that falsely portrays the January 6th defendants as unarmed civil rights protesters. It's unclear if Angels for Freedom actually endorsed the Students First slate, although the group's website certainly encourages people to vote for them. Angels is also opposed to the Unit 5 referendum and paid for an anti-referendum digital billboard on Veterans Parkway. On a list of voter resources on the McLean County Republican Party's website, Angels for Freedom appears first. Hardin also pointed out that Students First slate was endorsed by the McLean County Republican Party, which has contributed at least $1,500 to the slate. The GOP actively recruited school board candidates, including Wirth, Jetta, and Frank. It opposes comprehensive sex education and calls diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts an evil influence on public schools. To make their decisions, Illinois Democrats say they analyzed over 500 districts, then chose to recommend 84 candidates and to oppose 74 in the April 4th election. Hardin says that process involved feedback from local stakeholders, like the McLean County Democrats. Local party chair Patrick Cortese calls DPI's new program unfortunately necessary.
Would I like to go back to a time when these elections were truly nonpartisan and if you were running for school board, you just needed a couple dozen yard signs and make sure your friends and family and neighbors went out and voted for you? Sure, I would love to do that. But we haven't had that kind of environment in a while, and I don't see any way of putting that genie back in the bottle.
After the three-way race for Bloomington mayor in 2021, Cortese says the local Democrats changed their bylaws to allow for endorsements and upfront support for candidates in nonpartisan races, albeit with a pretty high threshold. But this year, no school board candidates sought that endorsement. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can find all of our election stories and video interviews with the candidates at WGLT.org/election. Tomorrow on Sound Ideas, it's a data dive into the Unit 5 tax referendum to see how high its tax rate is and could be after April 4th compared to districts of similar size.